Well, Lollygag pulled what was, at the time, the upset of the year, knocking off state-ranked Mason and setting up another big district contest against the Hutto Hippos.
What a win for the Lollycats last week over Mason. Here, you got the number for me?
Yeah, I got it.
Right, I got it. Here we go. The old coach in the field house. I guess they just got off the practice field, didn't they?
You know, Mason was undefeated.
I know. It's a great win.
Knocked him off.
Great win for him.
And if I have to tell him again, hey, we've said it 100 times, we're not going to wear his shoes back in the field house. I don't want mud around here anymore. Until next time, it's licks for everybody, okay?
Hello, field house.
Hey, is Coach Fuller in?
You got him.
Hey, Coach, it's Dunham and Miller.
Well, hello. Howdy, everybody.
How's it going?
I tell you what, it hadn't been this good down here, and I don't know how long.
I guess so. Hey, who are you getting on there?
Coach Mike Shenanigan, I just, you know, we got kids screaming and yelling, and we got mud all over the floor, and you guys don't want to know about it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. What we do want to know about was the huge win last Friday night over the previously undefeated and state-ranked Mason Cowpunchers, 8-7. What the heck happened in that game?
I tell you what, we're happy as a lark. I told you guys we had no business being on the football field with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, you always love to get a chance to test your mettle against the best. And we did that, and, you know, if you look at the ingredients on paper, they're a much better football team, but, baby, the proof was in the pudding. And our kids, hey, I couldn't be more proud of our kids. I mean, we tell the kids, we just want you to get better and better every week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we want to be better in week 10 than we were in week 9, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these kids have just got better and better every week, and we're just proud that they accomplished the things they did. And, you know, the defense kept us in the football game down 7-0, and then we just got a big play late in the game to win the football game. And I tell you what, the community down here in Lollygag probably hadn't seen a win that big in probably 30 years.
I guess not.
Now, how did you do it late? Who scored the winning touchdown, and then you went for two, right?
Well, you know, LaShonda Demetrius Thomas, our running back, had another great game, over 100 yards. And like I said, we was down 7-0. And we didn't know if we were going to have a chance. And we got the ball back with about a minute to go. We get to the 50-yard line with about 30 seconds to go. And it was third and long. And we called the old Aggie special, which is where, you know, you bounce the lateral back to one of your running backs.
Oh.
Sure enough, Scoopy was all alone down on about the 10-yard line, and we hit him right in stride for about a 45-yard touchdown, and that made it 7-6. And, you know, there's no question in my mind what we're going to do. You know, Coach Mike Shenanigan says to me, he says, Coach, what you going to do? And, you know, you're going to go for two, you're going to go for the tie.
He's on the headset.
Say about going for a tie, fellas.
Right.
You know, it's like kissing your sister.
Right.
My sister's 63, and she keeps her teeth in a glass on the side of her bed. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't want any part of that.
She's ugly. And I don't want to say my sister's ugly, but I tell you what. She makes Janet Reno look like one of the cast members of Baywatch. I mean, no disrespect.
Oh, man.
I love my sister, but she's not, you know,
magic
queen.
Right. Right. Now, so Mike Shenanigan makes the call from the press box, go for two, and I guess he sent in the play, huh?
Well, you know, he sent in the play. And by golly, I'm thinking on the sidelines, let's run LeSean on that little counter reverse. And then I start thinking, heck, you know, we'd seen University of Texas and Oklahoma do similar thing on going for two. And, you know, big Stoney Clark comes up and make the tackle. And, you know, I'm thinking the same dang thing. Because they got a guy over there on their team that's about 373 pounds.
Wow.
Booger Johnson's the name.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's not a, you know, prospect or anything. He's just fat. And but I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, he's a guy that can stop. I mean, this guy's so fat. You know these Malcolm X jackets that the kids wear, leather jackets?
Right. Yeah.
He's so fat they won't let him wear one because helicopters keep trying to land on his back.
That's big.
That's a big old boy.
Yes, it is.
So you didn't do that?
Just to try the regular option pitch, and, of course, Billy Bob makes a great pitch, and Demetrius catches it, makes one little juke move, and he's in for the two-point conversion, and we're winners. So I tell you what, it's a great victory for our program.
It was a physical game, wasn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, there was some slobber knocking going on early. JoJo, on the third play of the game, see, we knew we could play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the third play of the game, JoJo hit their guy so hard, I thought they was going to have to perform the autopsy right there on the field. I mean, this kid's helmet was all turned off sideways, and he was drooling, and Their coach comes over to me while they're picking him up on the stretcher and says, you know, hey, next time he wakes up, it's going to be somewhere in the next county. And he said, Coach, you got to get Schneckneckner off the field before he kills somebody.
Well, now, what?
I was like, you know, hey, you know, that's just part of the game.
Yeah, it's a contact sport.
No, it ain't a contact sport, Craig. That's where you're wrong. That's what he said.
Huh.
I tell you what, me and Mavis slow dancing, that's a contact sport.
That's your wife.
Collision sport.
What's that?
Football's a collision sport.
Oh, I see. There's a difference.
Oh, and JoJo was a bus, and this kid was just a pedestrian. And there was a collision there, and turns out the kid's okay and everything.
Well, that's good. You don't want to see anyone get hurt.
No, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but at the same time, we've got to establish ourselves.
Mm.
And he was a kid that's a dang good running back. I mean, heck, he's slicker than snot on a doorknob, and that JoJo just let him have it.
Well, that's certainly a feather in your cap and everyone down in Lollygag. And now this week, on paper, it should be easy. It's homecoming, and you host the Hutto Hippos, who haven't won a game all year.
You know, Hutto hadn't won a game all year, but you know, what goes up must come down.
Right.
We show high this week. I'm a little worried about it. And, you know, LaShonda pulls a hamstring on that two-point run,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a little bit of a hitch in his giddy-up this week. And also, we've got some psychological things that I'm worried about.
Huh.
Right.
Last week, after the game, Saturday morning, Manuel washed the purple road jerseys with our white pants. All in the same load, so by golly, looks like we're going to be wearing lavender britches on homecoming.
That's a tough break.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
man.
I'm worried about the kids feeling Philly and with our, you know, our big homecoming with the way we's playing. We're expecting a huge crowd. I mean, heck, Tyrone Shoelace is even coming all the way back.
Is he really?
Wow, the all-time leading rusher at Lollygag.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, hey, it is homecoming, and I guess, speaking of coming back, I guess Bodie Lemons is back from the one-game suspension, huh?
Yeah, Bodie's going to play this week. You know, if you know, he keeps his nose clean. He's been having a great week of practice, and, you know, he learned his lesson after last week, and we're glad to get him back. And hopefully, even though he's going to be wearing lavender pants, he'll be able to hit somebody pretty hard, and we'll be able to go out there and bang on the Hutto Hippos because, you know, they're not a great football team.
Right.
But you hate for your kids to get overconfident. And I just think that, you know, maybe our kids are overconfident. And, you know, like I say, us coaches, we always worried about gravity.
Well, what are you going to tell them pregame just to make sure they're not overconfident?
Well, you know, again, I don't necessarily disclose to the media what I tell my kids behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just worried about them being high, so I may tell them the story about the baby bull and the daddy bull. And that's, you know.
Oh, what's that?
The baby bull and the daddy bull are walking up on this pasture, and they come up on this big hill, and they look over into this meadow, and they see nothing but about 500 beautiful heifers.
Mm-hmm.
And the little baby bull says to his daddy, he says, hey, daddy, let's run down that hill. And let's stud us one of them heifers. And the daddy bull says, no, son, let's walk down that hill and let's stud every one of them. we just got to settle down, keep our heads together, and go after it one game at a time. And hopefully things are going to be turned out well for us. We've got a chance for a district championship. That's something that hadn't happened here in a long time.
Right.
And so we're just hoping things are going to work out for us.
Well, good luck against Hutto, and have a good homecoming. And tell Mavis we said hi, and get her a mum, why don't
hold
you?
Hold on. What? Fellas, I got to go. Looks like Bodie put some Bengay on one of the JV's jockey straps. Now he's butt-naked sitting on top of the water cooler, running cold water all over his testicular area and screaming like a stuck pig.
Another tough break in the field house.
Bodie,
hey, Coach.
I'll be back.
Bodie's turning out to be a disciplinary
problem. Yeah, he is. He's a head coach. Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Okay.
That's Coach Tom Foolery, another installment here on Dunham & Miller. It's 4:31. Wow. What a coach. Here's Skip Bay.